Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
And we're at up the street at Trice Hughes, and great to visit Trice Hughes. Boy, that's a lot of, you talk about history. We talked about history this morning at Accurate Farms. Well, a lot of history with this dealership, and you guys have been here a long time, and you have to remind me your name?
Trent Burton.
Trent Burton. Trent, tell me a little bit about the history of Trice Hughes. You guys have been in Princeton for many, many years.
Well, yeah, probably over 60 here at this location, but Trice started out in Catala, and then when the lakes come in and they flooded that, he moved to Princeton at that time. So, yeah, I've been here 37 myself. So, I've seen a lot of, you know, comes and goes of the car automobile business. So, it's changed a lot in a few years. So,
you guys have a great selection. You always work hard to keep a great selection on the lot. And this day and time, not every dealer has that. But you guys have a lot of great Chevrolets and a lot of great pickup trucks out here, too. And pickup trucks are the rage of the day. But I tell you what, the SUVs are fantastic as well.
Yeah, Alan, we're in a big farming district, and we got to keep trucks for them, keep them in business. Trucks the new way of everybody's life. Everybody wants a truck some you know, some form, fashion, or something in their driveway. So, yeah, it... We usually keep somewhere in the range of 100 used cars. Wow. And, you know, after COVID, everything got tight. So we're now building back up our new car inventory. So, yeah, we've got the inventory.
Sure. And this is a good time of year. Folks are looking for one, thinking, well, I'm getting ready for the spring, whether it be a farmer in their case, or just somebody who likes to drive a truck. And there are a lot of folks who just like to drive a truck.
Well, plenty, yeah. With the, you know, spring's right around the corner. That's when we get busy. So, you know, whatever your needs are, we'll try to handle it.
And great selection of SUVs. I'm looking out in front of me here, Trailblazers, Blazers, and Equinoxes, all kinds of different things you guys have on the lot here. Great SUVs. And Chevrolet makes a great SUV.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, you know, we carry 100, 120 used cars, but it's just not our brands, which is, you know, Jeep, Chevrolet, and we're carrying the Fords, we're carrying the Hyundais, we're carrying the Kias, we're carrying everything, so... Yeah, we try to keep a good selection. SUVs are fit for every mama or every daddy, so they're easy to get in, get out of. So
that's right. Do you sell many cars or traditional cars anymore, or is that kind of going?
That's slowed down a lot. You know, we used to sell probably 50-50 car or truck, but anymore there's not very many manufacturers make cars. Yeah. So, you know.
Never thought you'd say that, did you?
No, not at all. You know, I think Chevrolet now makes two. So the pickings are, everybody's going SUV.
Yeah, everybody likes the SUV or a pickup truck, one or the other. And, you know, and you guys sell, you talk about trucks. Not only do you sell just a pickup truck or somebody wants to drive a truck, but you have a good selection of trucks for folks who need one for the farm, whether it be a work truck or just a truck to drive and check the cattle or whatever.
Well, yeah, we have the work truck, just like you said, for the farmer. Then we have the real nice decked out $100,000 trucks. But they're still for farmers out there. I mean, you know, I would have never thought we'd have seen a $100,000 vehicle. Now, that's pretty norm for a truck. But people are using them to make money with. Right. So you got to have the power to pull and the power to haul.
And these trucks, if you hadn't had a new truck or driven a new truck in several years, they don't ride like the old trucks either.
No, they ride just like a car. Really nice. They got a lot of electronics on them, so... You know, it's not the old beat you to death anymore.
Well, Trent, good to visit with you. And excited to be here to talk about agriculture and FFA Week. Appreciate it. I know you guys are great supporters of Caldwell County FFA and just agriculture in general here in this community. And that's important, you know, and the community surrounds you as well.
That's exactly right. You know, like I said earlier on, and we do live in a big farming district. So, you know, you got to help and do your part. And FFA has been part of it for a long, long time. Our school's got a great program. My cousin, Wesley York, run that FFA department for quite some time, and you know, I hate to lose him, but, we've been part of, you know, the farmers for years, so, and I hope that we continue that, too.
I guarantee you will, that's for sure. We're at Trice Hughes on WPKY, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.